Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Sacramento is known for its thriving art scene, and as you travel around the city, one of the most visible signs of this artistic expression are the many murals that dot the capital city. But how do these colorful pieces of public art resonate and connect to their audience? And how can they contribute to a community's public health? Joining us now to answer those questions is the talent behind some of these colorful displays across Sacramento, visual artist and muralist Yuli Smith. Yuli is also currently doing an artist installation at Anthropology in Sacramento. Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yuli, let's start by talking about your background. How did you get started in the art world?
Yeah, I have a maybe untraditional journey to the art world. I actually went to school for public health. I got a master's degree in public health in 2019. And then the pandemic hit and we all had a lot of extra time to spend indoors. And I chose to really dive into what was my hobby, painting. And I love doing it. Never really had enough time to do anything more than just paint one painting a year, maybe. Now I had all this extra time and really, really explored my art in a new way. Started sharing it with people on Instagram and friends and family. And I got a lot of great feedback, which feels nice, makes you want to do more. And as that was sort of blossoming into possibilities of showing my art in public, something that I've always just admired deeply is public art. And I think that does connect to the public healther in me, in that it does help beautify cities and places. And I just thought, you know what? I should try it. I should try to paint a mural. And I got the opportunity to assist on a mural, and then it just blossomed from there.
That's a pretty cool transition of enjoying painting for a long time and then jumping into that big project. How did that feel to participate in your first mural?
It was a dream. So my very, very first mural was actually in our guest bedroom. It was a kind of like a test. Let's see if I can design something up and throw it on a wall. And while I was working on that, the Community Mural Sacramento project happened and was looking for assistant artists for murals. And I applied and I got it. And being able to be a part of a team with a lead artist, and really, that was my first foray into the art community. And that really just solidified that being an artist, being a part of this community, was something that maybe I didn't realize, but was looking for all along.
Well, speaking of the arts community, how would you characterize Sacramento's art scene and community?
From my experience and from what I hear from others, we actually have quite a supportive community. Of course, there's a little competition here and there with who gets the mural or not. But for the most part, you know, at least the people within my circles, they're nothing but supportive, willing to give you the advice, especially as someone like me who is self-taught and really learning. With each project, I learned something new. Having a group of people to really jump ideas off, brain troubleshoot, it's been amazing. I think we are unique, at least that's what I hear, compared to other communities. Maybe it is a little more competitive. There's a little more gatekeeping. But so far, I've found nothing but graciousness and welcoming groups of people.
You mentioned that you're a self-taught artist. Do you think that experience has given you more flexibility or independence when it comes to your artwork?
I think so. I think I don't see any limits on what I can and cannot do. Just everything is new anyway to me. So I'm really just going to try and see. So there's a lot more exploration. I don't have some of maybe the tropes that you get while working in a academic setting that, you know, I've heard horror stories of professors and other things, maybe limiting your self-confidence. But I've never had that. I just get to play a lot of the time. And I think that has been to my advantage.
Well, let's talk about your public health background and how that has shaped your approach. How does it influence the way you look at art?
Yeah, I've said since the very beginning, I think even before my murals, just with my own paintings, that I really want to evoke joy in people. I really want to be able to transfer my happiness and the joy I get from painting to my viewers. And I think murals do the same. And I think that is sort of my new way of participating in public health in a new and different way. You know, even the producer who asked me to come on, she told me that my art makes her happy. And that is an amazing, amazing thing that art can do. It can improve your well-being and emotions. And that's how I tie it all in, justify my master's degree.
Yuli, how would you describe your own artistic style? What are some of your inspirations?
I would say the through line between all my work, my murals and my paintings and other projects I may do, is a deep reverence for nature, for the environment around us, and really like to zoom in on things that maybe we overlook on our day-to-day, and hoping that it serves as a reminder that, you know, nature around us, it's beautiful, but also it needs to be protected. And I would say the other through line is my use of color. Although, you know, from project to project, the palette might change, but I think I tend to use very saturated colors. It's very rare that maybe you'll see black and definitely no gray in my artwork. So I don't have a rhyme or reason as to why, but I think that is part of the happiness that people get because I use happy colors.
So we've talked about your background in public health. We've talked about some of your artistic style. Where can people see some of these murals? What parts of town are they in?
Yeah, I would say the one that maybe gets the most shout out from people is the Bark Park. So the Truett Bard Park in Midtown. There's these 7 feet tall letters that spell out bark, and I had the opportunity to paint them last October. So those are super fun. That one's very in my color palette that I've used a handful of times now. It shares the color palette of the utility box I just did, right where the farmer's market begins in Midtown. And then I've also done a mural inside of Arden Mall. And that's where the Sears used to be and where I think some new exciting stuff is going.
So that's where people can see your work. How do you, you know, when they see it, how do you hope your art impacts or resonates with your audience?
Yeah, like I said, I just want to bring joy. I really think that is what I'm after. In the big general sense, if I can make people smile, I'm happy with it, right? Like that goal achieved.
Are there some current projects, some details that you can share about what you're doing right now?
Yeah, so right now I'm actually working on a collection of paintings. I do have a solo show actually here at Sacramento State at the Union Gallery. So that's October 24th is the opening reception. I've been a little secret in terms of that painting collection, in terms of I'm not necessarily going to share a lot of that on my social media. I really want the show to speak for itself. But that's going to be a little new, a little different. It's not necessarily subject matter I've touched on before. There'll be some portraits, some self-portraits, which is exciting for me and people that know my art. That's not something I usually do. So that is a big, big thing I'm working on, trying to make sure I can fill the gallery. And then you alluded to in my introduction that I actually just started as a display artist for Anthropology. So I'll be creating their window installations, and they also have installations throughout the store, and that's the Anthropology at the Icebox. So I'm really excited to be able to create in a 3D installation format. That's something I've dabbled in the past couple years of being a full-time artist. And it's something, again, just like murals was a goal of mine, 3D installation art has been a goal of mine. And to be able to be really getting a crash course on 3D installation at Anthropology is, it's really fun and exciting. And I can't wait to share with people the stuff we make.
It sounds like you're really stretching yourself and growing as an artist, which is pretty exciting. In our last few seconds here, where can people go to learn more about you and keep up with your work?
Yeah, so you can visit me on Instagram. My handle is Paint by Uli, and that's Paint by ULI. And then my website is the same, paintbyuli.com, and you can find me there.
Uli, thank you so much for telling us about this and for joining us here on Insight.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Uli Smith is a Sacramento muralist and artist, and she was talking about her vibrant artwork, which can be found around the city. Uli is also doing an art installation at Anthropology in Sacramento. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.